Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I wish to thank you for the opportunity to given to me today to speak to the estimates 2012-2013, and I wish to also thank the Minister for Finance for giving expression in the estimates to this government's intentions with regards to the well-being of farmers, fishermen, and the rural sector in general. In particular, Mr. Speaker, the government's intentions with respect to fisheries, the repositioning of the livestock subsector, and stabilizing the banana industry. I will spend a few minutes, Mr. Speaker, on the estimates as they relate to the Ministry of Agriculture, Food Production, Fisheries and Rural Development, the ministry which I have been given the responsibility to serve in. Mr. Speaker, on page 500 of the estimates, under the project title Fisheries Development, number 14, item 216, the Minister for Finance has approved an estimated $200,000 for fish aggregating devices. Mr. Speaker, fish aggregating devices are very important, and thanks to the present Minister for Finance, his government at the time, the government which he led at the time, pioneered the use of FADs in the waters of St. Lucia. We have found it necessary, Mr. Speaker, to expand this program. It will benefit fishermen throughout St. Lucia, in particular fishermen in the south of the island have been clamoring for FADs, for more FADs, and I'm being told that the fishermen of Grozily have indicated that they need to see more FADs in our waters. So I'm very happy with 216 on page 500. Our fishermen need the FADs, because when the FADs are working well, Mr. Speaker, they become much more efficient at their trade. It is important, Mr. Speaker, because we have to say sa ministre finance affaires, ils a metté $200,000 pour nous mettre plus fad en gros pays Saint Lucie, au Liban pays Saint Lucie, où ces pêcheurs s'achèvent plus poisson. Avec moi bien content, monsieur Speaker, parce que c'est premier ministre là qui a commencé programme ça là. Combien de temps passé à l'autre gouvernement Labour Party, et qu'un chai pêcheur qui a joué un bénéfice. So $200,000 for FADs. On the same page, Mr. Speaker, page 500, item 219, the Fisheries Development Program, and $200,000 we have allocated, the Minister for Finance has allocated $200,000. Again, Mr. Speaker, very important. And later on in the debate, Mr. Speaker, especially in the policy debate, we will go on to explain the direction of this government in relation to fisheries. You can see the increases there, Mr. Speaker, the attention that is being paid to the line items, especially fisheries development and mariculture development. And mariculture development, the mariculture development program, item 220 on page 500 of the estimates, the mariculture development program will benefit fishers and fisher folk who are already engaged in sea moss cultivation, and the ministry is very concerned about the various species of sea moss, and the ministry wants to ensure, Mr. Speaker, that more fisher folk benefit from sea moss cultivation. So 1.2 million will be expended in this direction. Oui, Monsieur Speaker, nous avons des gens qui ont sea moss plus si pauvres. Et nous avons plus l'argent dépensé en direction de cela. The Livestock Development Program, Mr. Speaker, page 500 again, but this time, project title 13. And I wish to draw the attention of honorable members to item number 221, Livestock Sector Repositioning Program, $1 million. Who will benefit? Mr. Speaker, livestock farmers and potential livestock farmers. We are hoping, Mr. Speaker, that we can draw many more individuals into the livestock subsector. And of course, the questions that were raised earlier will be responded to later on. The meat processing facility, we are hoping, Mr. Speaker, that the $3.2 million will take us much closer to a completion date. It will take us much closer to obtaining equipment so that the meat processing facility can be functional. Under agency administration 238, the establishment of agro-processing facility, $854,000. Who will benefit? Many rural women, especially, Mr. Speaker, will benefit, and a lot of attention will be paid to making some of the processes functional. And again, later on, I will go on to explain what has really happened to the agro-processing facility. On page 499, 36, Ministry of Home Affairs and National Security, there's a line item 216 under project title Body Lake Correctional Facility. 216, acquisition of greenhouses. There is an allocation of $47,874 to this activity. I'm very pleased, Mr. Speaker, because even the Body Lake facility, who will benefit? It is obvious that this facility will continue to get support to help with our food production activities. Mr. Speaker, Office of the Prime Minister, Head 21, Line 272. There is an amount, Mr. Speaker, titled National Initiative to Create Employment, NICE. I'm very pleased to see this line item, Mr. Speaker, as I'm sure the unemployed people, those who are unemployed in Beaufort North, especially young men, will benefit. We have some serious problems with poverty, Mr. Speaker. There is an area in Beaufort North called Fort Capesh, and this area has found itself in a recent study of unfortunate communities in St. Lucia, and anyone who reads this study will agree that this community has suffered as a result of the downturn in the banana industry. And this line item, National Initiative to Create Employment, I am sure will benefit communities such as Fort Capesh and many other communities in Beaufort North, Mr. Speaker. Dans ma gardesa office premier ministre la mette l'argent il mette pour dépenser ma ka wè la ni achay l'argent pour aider moun ki pa ka travay ek mwen ka apè si vwè ki achay jeune moun an Beaufort North espreman moun ki a ka wete an Fort Capesh ti community kon sa kote yo te ka plante achay fig. Et avec cause affaire tomber en figue là yo ka souffre en chai. So I'm happy to see this line item. On page 501, on page 501 line, there's a line item under the Ministry of Commerce, Business Development, Investment and Consumer Affairs. 234 Vendor Development Program. And Mr. Speaker, I'm looking forward to vendors in the agricultural sector also receiving some training and some development of their trade so as to make the marketing of our goods a little more efficient. Head 43, under head 43, Mr. Speaker, infrastructure. Ministry of Infrastructure, Port Services and Transport. Line 233, the rehabilitation of roads. Reconstruction and rehabilitation of roads. And there's an amount of $8 million, Mr. Speaker. We are very concerned, I'm very concerned for the people of Vigier. This is a very interesting community, Mr. Speaker. Possibly the area in St. Lucia where most cassava is grown. And this road is in a state of terrible disrepair. So my eyes gleamed when I saw this line item. And I'll be certainly looking to having some discussions with the minister to see how best we can alleviate the situation there for the farmers of Canals and for the residents of Vigier. Mr. Speaker, we also have areas like Asukaye, a place in the Grace community, Tervan, and a very important road around a playing field in a wonderful place called Coolytown at Grace. And I am sure our people will be looking forward to some benefit from the $8 million, Mr. Speaker. Same ministry, 43-240, line item 240. Bridges and culverts. And Mr. Speaker, I wish at this time to place on record my appreciation on behalf of the people of Beaufort North in general, but the people of Piero in particular, for the work which has started on the Opico Bridge. We know, Mr. Speaker, that that particular bridge was destroyed even before Hurricane Thomas, but the situation was exacerbated during Hurricane Thomas, and our cries fell on lively ears because right now the bridge is being repaired, not on deaf ears, but on lively ears. They fell on deaf ears before. And so I am very pleased, Mr. Speaker, of this line item, but I wish to draw the attention of this House to a very precarious situation at a place called Dimai, Deriso, Dimai leading into Deriso, where half of a bridge has collapsed with just a small culvert holding it, Dimai, the road to Dimai, Deriso, and the people of Dimai fear this area at night because it is right at the base of a slope, slippery slope, and there are lots of trees around. Very beautiful place, very scenic, but some attention needs to be given to that area. And I'm very happy to see we have an amount there which I'm sure can help in that particular situation. Line 256, Mr. Speaker, the silting of rivers and drains. Although I'm sure the minister needs much more than the 5 million, but it's a serious problem, not only for residents and households, but also for farmers. All around St. Lucia, we know there are many farmers who have their holdings very close to our river bank. It's not the best situation, but that is what we have at this point. And Hurricane Thomas dealt them a very bad blow. So that in the area of Grace, for example, Mr. Speaker, canals, those two areas are areas with major farms that are within close proximity to the rivers, and they have not been desilted, and I'm hoping that in the coming program they will get some assistance. Mr. Speaker, moi ça me ka dire la l'année l'argent pour chemin, l'année l'argent pour fond avec l'année l'argent pour tier terre à l'ovier depuis Hurricane Thomas l'année chai l'ovier qui nous n'y a chai terre à dire dans toujours. Là nous partir ces terres là assez vitement. La rivière a levé avec qui qu'elle a tout jardin, tout monde, nous ni gros pièce fig, bol of yegwas, la rituet, nous ni un chai fig, bon en canel, avec, moi savent ministre là qu'a travaille wed, mais me car regarder si nous s'ajouter une petite assistance en bas du silting programme pour aider ces femmes avec ces mounes qui ont été pour leur vie. L'année pont qui a sorti d'Imaï en Bellevue, qui a allé de Wisso, avec Ponsa là, tout le monde sait, Ponsa, 10 000 Ponsa tombé à Didan, à Tiwavin. Avec mon père passé là, les applicats tombé, parce que Chimien, Zavini, Gis, avec Yetouet, avec, moi, ça, le ministre là, c'est un monde qui n'y compassion. Avec nous, quand il parle avec lui pour jouer, même c'est à Tichouade. 259 Community and Agriculture Feeder Roads. Line 259, that is Mr. Speaker, on the same page, page 502. We see here some attention being paid to Community and Agricultural Feeder Roads. And this area called Vielit at Grace in Viewfort North. This road to Vielit has not been touched for about 30 years, Mr. Speaker, and this is the area which produces the most bananas, or which has the highest level of banana production in the Grace Vielit area. And the farmers have made representation to me, and I'm hoping that some sort of relief can be given to them. There's a road in Bellevue called the Bamboo Road. And Mr. Speaker, I'm sure you may have seen bamboo spring water on the market. And that is where this road traverses the area where this factory is located. And it's in a very terrible state. When we have major accidents, we have had major accidents on the Viewfort Castries Road. And also, we have had problems with the Pier Road to Vigier Road. Or if we have problems, we have had problems with the Pier Road to Bellevue Road. And this is a very good link road which bypasses the major Pier Road Bellevue Road, and it takes you directly to Bellevue. Very important road, Mr. Speaker. And there are many banana farms in that area. There are many pumpkin farms in that area. And we also have many vegetable farmers in that area. And it's very scenic, Mr. Speaker. When you stand in that area, you can see the whole Miku area, Tiroche, and you have a very wonderful view of the Atlantic Ocean. So I'm sure this road, the ministry will be enticed to do something about this road for the benefit of us all. Slope stabilization, line 270, very important, Mr. Speaker. As you know, as a result of Hurricane Thomas, many of our slopes are in difficulty. In the Viewfort North area, we have an area called Mont Cayenne and La Paix in Bellevue. And actually the land at La Paix, it continues to slip, Mr. Speaker. After Hurricane Thomas, we have had a slow process of land slippage there. And when I see slope stabilization in line 270, it makes me feel a little better. Hopefully we can get some assistance for Mont Cayenne and La Paix at Bellevue. Our flood prone areas in 284, line 284, item 21, under Ministry of Infrastructure Port Services. There is some attention to flood-prone areas. And, Mr. Speaker, this item, again, very important for farmers and the individuals who are in agriculture. We have spoken about the valleys, Mabuya, Cul-de-sac, various areas that require urgent drainage. And this will help with our fight against black sigatoka and other fungal diseases in bananas. So it is a very important line item. For Viewfort North, Mr. Speaker, the area that is of particular concern, of specific concern to me, is the Opicon area. And this is an area which is very important, very beautiful area, Mr. Speaker, but the drainage is not proper, and some patchwork was done before the last election, and we need to do it properly with engineering supervision so that we can help the people of Opicon. Ça a dit, Monsieur Speaker, c'est moi le gouvernement mettez l'argent pour place qui goglo qui affecté. Et ça, c'est un bon plan. Parce que si nous partions place côté gros bloc à l'assemblée, qu'on sait en valier, nous avons mis un chai toaka avec nous avons mis plus de difficultés pour nous goûter Black Cigar Toka avec Yellow Leaf Spot avec Baye comme ça. Un chai fama qui a hélé à moué. Parce que vous n'avez pas l'argent pour mettre tracteur avec Baye comme ça pour tirer gros bloc à ces valier. Mais comme vous avez dit, M. Speaker, ça bon. Mais pour nous en Viewfort North, nous n'y a place, y a Opicon. avec Opicon, il y a un chaque problème avec Glo, il y a un chaque l'appli qui a tombé. Avec moi, quand aperçu que le ministre qui a marché avec moi, il aime marcher, il aime garder les bagailles pour quoi, avec nous qui a peut-être commencé à bagailler, même si nous pas fait tout à présent, peut-être nous qui a commencé avec jouer un petit soulagement. On the 285, same head, Mr. Speaker, I see a very interesting item, maintenance of jetties. Very important for our fishermen that the Ministry of Infrastructure would remember the jetties. And I'm very excited about this. And in Beaufort North also, Mr. Speaker, we have a beautiful place called Savans Bay, Palmis. And the fishermen there, I am sure, would love to see a little jetty. Yes, yes, that's Beaufort North, yes. Very beautiful place, touristic. That is Beaufort North. Okay, so, Mr. Speaker, on moving on, page 504. Ministry of Finance, Economic Affairs, Planning and Social Security. On the item 25, project title, National Development, item 25, the Constituency Development Program. I'm sure, Mr. Speaker, there are many members here who have visited the constituencies and we know that the development of our constituencies is very important. We know that the development programs that have been put together by whether it is local government councils or various development groups, those programs need to be supported. And I'm very happy that the Minister for Finance has allocated some monies to this venture. I'm not sure, Mr. Speaker, how he's going to deal with 17 constituencies, because I am very sure we all have some very long shopping lists. But Mr. Speaker, I'm very happy because it will benefit the people of Beaufort North. We have some severe challenges where our inner community roads are concerned. We counted and there are about 65 or so inner community roads in Beaufort North. And only 3 of them out of the 65 are completely paved in concrete. Another 3 were partially paved with strips. And I just want to add quickly, Mr. Speaker, that the 3 completely paved ones were done between 1997 and 2001. The others are partially paved. They were done just recently, 3 of them. So we are looking forward to doing proper engineers supervised roads in our inner communities so as to give our people the comfort that many other constituencies and communities have. We will see, hopefully, the construction of some very basic amenities, drains, culverts, sidewalks. Hopefully, we can benefit from this. Head 46, the Ministry of Tourism, Heritage and Creative Industries. I'm very excited, Mr. Speaker, about Line 203. $2.5 million for the development of the creative industries. And I'm confident, Mr. Speaker, that this will benefit generally St. Lucians, but specifically and in particular, the talented people in the constituency of Beaufort North. I look forward to the allocations. I look forward to the programs. Mr. Speaker, comment ça dit en anglais? Nous n'avons pas un petit chemin qui nous voulait manger à vieux fort nord. Nous n'avons trois chemins concrets, complètes seulement. Avec ces trois chemins, ça l'a fait. Les Labour Party a été en office avant. Alors, trois chemins faits. Et c'est trois chemins qui fait. Dernièrement, avant l'élection, les chemins étaient faits, mais c'est trois chemins qui fait. Cela me regarde ça, Premier ministre là, qui ministre finance aussi, qui avait l'argent il mettait pour Constituency Development Program, mais il y a confiance qui nous a fait plus chemin en concret quand le Labour Party a été fait avant de mettre un gouvernement. On a parlé de chemin Zabo, chemin Moncayenne et de chemin Apiou. Belle chemin concret. Donc, il y a confiance, le moyen, c'est l'argent là qui ministre finance là mettait là. Avec moi, confiance qui, maman vu Fort Nord, Jean vu Fort Nord, là nous fait ce petit projet ça là. Là, yon ka sorti la caillou, yon pa ka ni poutille souliye yo, yon pa ka y machin la boue. Avec moi, confiance ça là. 47, the Ministry of Physical Development, Housing and Urban Renewal. In the capital estimates, line 204, Mr. Speaker, on page 506, I see the PROUD program. And I see a total of $2.9 million allocated to the PROUD program. Again, Mr. Speaker, I am happy to see this. I look forward to the policy discussion on it. But the amount, Mr. Speaker, will, I am sure, give us a very good start. And I can almost hear the people of Bois Bleke at La Retraite in Grace and Opicon again. I mentioned Opicon again, Mr. Speaker. I can almost hear them jumping for joy because we will get some relief. Even though we start this year and continue, we will get some relief. Those areas, Mr. Speaker, many of our people in Beaufort North live at Opicon and Bois Bleke, La Retraite, in the community of Grace. And many of them live on government lands. And it is not going to be difficult for the government to implement the power program in those areas because many of them have built their homes with consideration. So you have space where roads can be built and so on. Very beautiful areas, Mr. Speaker. If you come to Beaufort North, you will probably want to go there every weekend, just lime. Very nice. But we need to have programs like the PROUD program just to regularize things a bit. And I'm happy to see this line item. Mais content, Mr. Speaker, pour que l'argent nous mette en PROUD. Parce que Jean Opicon, Jean Bois Bleke, qui est bien content pour savoir qui. Gouvernement qui a été assistance pour nous manger ces chemins. Make sure si un fire engine là n'a dit fait fire engine ça passé avec nous qui manger ces affaires comme ça nous qui voir que nous qui était à dans community qui ni logé avec respect. Moving on quickly, Mr. Speaker, to social transformation, local government and community empowerment, the capital estimates. Line item 268, Community Development Program, expansion of after school program. And Mr. Speaker, any government, whether it is this government or any other government, any government that puts money into after school programs needs to be applauded, Mr. Speaker. And I am very happy to see that this Minister for Finance has seen it fit to put more money into the after-school program. Who is it going to benefit? Those young people who some of them, their parents, through no fault of theirs, may not be able to pick them up early enough because of employment. They will get something positive to do. It will benefit them. And I need not speak specifically to Beaufort North, But I'm sure everybody will benefit. Parents will benefit. Community will benefit. But the children of Beaufort North, they too will find some positive things to do. And I'm sure, Mr. Speaker, the policy debate will put a lot of meat on this item. 52, Head 52, Ministry of Education, Human Resource Development. I'm particularly interested in repairs to schools, Mr. Speaker. Line 228, repairs to schools. And while all schools require a little maintenance, every year, we have a very serious situation at the Grace Combined School, where after Hurricane Thomas, the top of the building seemed to be leaving the foundation, shifting from the foundation. And the teachers are very worried, parents are very worried. So when I see school repairs, my mind obviously focuses on all of our schools in Beaufort North. But this one, Mr. Speaker, is really urgent. So I am happy that there is an allocation, and hopefully we will get some support. 207, 52, 207, there is the upgrading of the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College, I think very significant on the tertiary education, very, very significant. As you know, Mr. Speaker, with all of the difficulties that we have in obtaining tertiary education, very, very significant. For health, 53. What can I say for health? But that the significant investment by this government and the recognition by the Minister for Finance that working hard to secure the structures and processes that make up our healthcare is significant. And I am very proud to be part of a government that places so much significance on our healthcare systems. So generally, I applaud the allocation for health. And youth and sports, finally, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I want to applaud the government for the allocation to the ministry as a whole. A new Ministry of Youth and Sports was created, and there's an allocation there on 54. And for the first time, this head appears, Ministry of Youth Development and Sports, on its own. And I'm very proud to be part of the government and to be associated with the Minister for Finance to make this allocation. $9.262 million. Of specific interest is the line item 201, establishment and upgrading of playing fields. For the constituency of Beaufort North, Mr. Speaker, we, on behalf of that constituency and the young people and the elderly, all those who participate in sports, I will knock on the doors of the Minister for Sports. In particular, the Bellevue playing field. This field has not received attention. The Vijay playing field. The Pierrot playing field, Mr. Speaker, some work was done on it recently. But we need to resurface that playing field because the material that was used is very rocky, very pebbly, and many athletes have been injured, have been cut on this playing field. It's also important to note, Mr. Speaker, on the line item 207, lighting of recreational facilities, I'm pleased to note $2.3 million. I'm pleased to note that $2.3 million was allocated. And as we speak, Mr. Speaker, there are 4 metal poles at the Bellevue Court laying in the grass. But they are aluminum. They have some durability, but they are waiting for some lights. So we have the poles already, Mr. Speaker. So I think some allocation from the $2.3 million will take us a very long way. We do not need much compared to the others. Just the amenities for the poles. So, Mr. Speaker, laissez-moi voir l'argent qui a youth bagay jeunesse avec sport. Moi, j'ai regardé qui nous a joué une petite assistance pour aider Phil Vigea, Phil Plainfield, Grounds Ball Bellevue, parce que pièce de travail pour être faite par les Grounds Ball Bellevue avec Kotla. Parce que, Mr. Speaker, nous avons ces poteaux faire pour mettre light à l'écoute là. Yo za la. So, ministre là, pas ni pour acheter pour l'argent, pour gagner poteau encore. Nous avons mis ces poteaux à 4, et qui est là. So, ça nous voulait sortir l'argent, ça, 2 millions de dollars. C'est un petit l'argent pour mettre ces light là, avec pour manger l'écoute là, faire garder un petit sein de sort. So, moi, bien content, Mr. Speaker, moi, quand ouais, petit l'argent ça, for the lighting of courts. So, Mr. Speaker, I wish to pause at this juncture and to say that I am happy to be associated with this government and the Minister for Finance. I am happy to see the line items. I am very happy, Mr. Speaker, that many of the promises that we made will be realized through the projects that are contained in the capital estimates. I'm happy to note, Mr. Speaker, that we have placed significant resources in our social sector, the health sector, social transformation. I'm happy to note, Mr. Speaker, the amounts allocated for the creative industries. So this gives me hope. It gives me the assurance, Mr. Speaker, that better days and months and years are already here. We are planning and we are doing it right. Mr. Speaker, moi content parce que moi adi dans un gouvernement qui concerné à sous affaires santé. Là, regardez ces estimations qui a un gros livre, ça là. Estimate. Toutes ces estimations, dedans avec. Là, regardez ces estimations, Monsieur Speaker. Vous voyez que le gouvernement, ça là, mettez l'argent pour toutes différentes activités qui peuvent mener soulagement par l'économie, pour mener soulagement par les affaires sociales, les affaires santé, les gens qui sont malades, les jeunes gens. Là, vous regardez, c'est l'argent, vous mettez by les gens qui ont talent, musiciens, jeunes gens qui ont fait record, qui ont record bagarre les DVD, gens qui ont fait poésie. Vous savez qui, Mr. Speaker? Ça, c'est un gouvernement qui concerne pas à l'économie tout seul, mais à sous affaires sociales. Regardez santé, Mr. Speaker. Tout l'argent, ça là, qui nous mettez pour. Make sure c'est l'hôpital là travaille bien. Avec plus nos. Ministre Finance nous dit combien l'argent il a émetté pour Kai Gouamouna qui a Black Bay. So nous parle avec moi confiance qui c'est l'argent ça là qui ministre Finance l'a metté. Kai fait jour vini qui primaire. Kai fait c'est Gouamouna levé demain bon matin avec un plus bel soleil. Avec chic là yo là. Side, façade soleil couché, yo ka ni un bon temps l'hôpital yo, ek économie a ka supporter. Jeune moun, grand moun, tout moun ka jwenn un bénéfice. Fama, pêcheur, nos, tout moun ka jwenn un bénéfice à l'argent qui ministre finance là met en budget ça là. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Honorable Member for Viewfort North, I wish to commend you on your contribution during this debate. You dealt with the estimates by reference to the heads and shown how these figures apply to your constituency or to a program or how it impacted, and that's how it's done. Thank you.